Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Our special guest in the corner over there. This is our canine Jet, who is our latest addition to PPD family and the airport. He's a 16-month-old Chesapeake Bay Retriever and specializes in explosives detection. So if any of you media have any explosives on you, we can do a quick test run, see how well Jet is doing.
Not it. No explosives here. Although I did learn. This is the mayor, of course, introducing Canine Jet, a new PPD bomb sniffer for the airport. If you don't know, the canines don't all do everything. Some canines are trackers, some canines are drug sniffers, some canines are bomb sniffers, and typically tracking and drug sniffing are like combined, but they're not necessarily. Kind of depends on the type of dog. Canine Jet is a bomb sniffer, explosives for the airport, which is what you want at the airport. He may do drugs too. I don't know. Of course, they've had to retrain a lot of the dogs, or not even retrain, but they've had to, retire a lot of dogs and bring new dogs on because of the changes in the marijuana laws. Right, you can't have a dog alerting on marijuana when marijuana is not illegal, even when it was just medical. If you alert on medical marijuana and then you discover cocaine, well, you didn't have probable cause for the search. So that's been a thing over the last few years for a lot of these dogs. But I did learn the hard way of sorts, not that hard, but a couple of years ago, I was going through the airport and the dog alerted on my bag. And I'm like, what in the world? I don't have any explosives. I don't have any drugs. I don't know. And they, they did the whole take it sideways, wipe it down. They were pretty thorough, and they found a little teeny tiny bit of gunpowder. And I'm like, what in the world? And they said, have you ever had a gun in this bag? I'm like, well, yeah. And they're like, there you go. And it was from like past having had a gun in the bag that there was still enough residue. I mean, there's not a lot of exposed. That'd be like. Maybe there was a little bit of gunpowder in the barrel from previously firing it, and I didn't clean it enough. You know what I mean? Like, it's not much. So if you ever wonder whether the dogs are thorough, the dogs are thorough. I always think about the stuff with the electronic sniffing dogs. I've had it explained to me several times. It is still baffling to me that a dog can go into a house and you can say, go find the thumb drive. And the dog will find the thumb drive hidden in the secret compartment underneath the couch in the back room. The electronics, the little, they use it. I mean, this for, finding sometimes financial records, but also illicit pornography type stuff. They're really quite good at this. And the way I've always had it explained to me is, think of your smell sensitivity, and I'm like, yeah, and I'm like, it's not terrible, but it's not great. I'm like, yeah, okay. And the dog is like 20,000 times more sensitive than your nose. And then I think, can you imagine operating in a world like that if you're a dog? I mean, no wonder they smell everything, because everything smells. I mean, this is just, it's an incomprehensible level of sensitivity that they have to these smells. Anyway, so, none of the media people had anything explosive. And, of course, the mayor was joking around a little bit about what he'll eat.
And as PPD posted on Sunday on their social media, his official role will be ensuring the safety and security of the traveling public. He also will eat any type of concession that is left on airport desk or the airport seat. So please be mindful as you travel.
Yeah, that's, you know, do or maybe don't, you know, leave them the things. They probably wouldn't actually eat that, but it's funny. And then there was kind of a odd little newsy sort of note that came out of this where this was Monday. Okay, so remember in the prior week we had a pretty big event here in Pensacola with the governor coming to PSC.
So where will he be?
Yeah, we're assigned at the airport, so we roam around the whole place.
The whole checking you.
Yeah, he is their explosive dog, so he's. And then we get called out time to time. We did the governor's press conference last week, so that was his first deployment. That went well.
His first deployment was for the governor's press conference slash hissy fit slash promotional tour slash attack Alex Andrade and Michelle Salzman while they weren't available to defend themselves. And the people who might have defended them were actually prohibited from coming into the room, which I thought was kind of interesting that when the governor came to town, they had the bomb sniffing dog out there in his first deployment, even though it's my understanding from talking to some people that, how do I want to describe this? Yes, they kept people out of the room, but, you know, there were classes going on at the same time. I mean, there were students coming and going in that area at the same time. There was actually a lot of students who were late to class because they didn't realize they didn't have to go through security lines. They didn't have to wait in line. You know, sometimes an obedient people just kind of gets in line when there's a line because they don't know they don't have to wait in it. And that's sort of good and also sort of bad. But also a lot of them did not wait in line because they're students. And so if you were a student carrying, I don't know, a backpack, but you looked like a student, you just walked right in the building. The security was, I would say, not tight. So, yes, they had the bomb dog. No, they didn't have super tight security. If you're wondering, this particular type of dog, Chesapeake Bay Retriever, is it's a sort of a brown, not quite chocolate, but like, I don't know, lab-ish looking puppy. He's adorable, by the way. He's on the PPD Facebook page. 516 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Other things that the governor talked about, the ongoing process of the ST Engineering, the Hangar 4. You know, the Hangar 3 is already in construction. If you drive on Tippin 12th north past the airport and you look right, you can't miss it. I mean, it's, you know, oh, God, what are they building? You know, it's huge, right? Because it's the third of the four planned hangars. But the problem is that we've been working on this project now for, like, you know, what, 9 or 10 years since the first one broke ground, back when Governor Scott came to town and Ashton Hayward was the mayor. And I have been at the groundbreakings for two of them, not the third one. I don't think I went to the third one anyway. So, you know, we've been there and the openings and all of that kind of stuff. Anyway, but what happened between now and then is the amount of funding available from Triumph hasn't changed in the number, but what has changed is the price of things. So if you've got, God, what was the number? It's like $210 million or something for the whole project. Well, $210 million today does not buy what $210 million bought 9 years ago, 10 years ago.
As you can imagine, you guys have all reported on in many projects, costs increases, everything else. We're ultimately bidding out a modified Hangar 4. It won't be to the same extent or size and scope that was originally thought through, but we're maximizing the final available funding to build a version of a Hangar 4 that might be abbreviated from the overall original plan from several years ago. So you'll see the Wharton Smith was chosen with a total bid of $35.4 million, including contingency. And so it will be obviously a smaller facility than the other three hangars, and we're well underway with Hangar 3, of course.
Because the remainder of the money just doesn't buy what it would have bought back then. So what was originally going to be just a fourth big old building like before is going to be a slightly smaller building. So, you know, I think the number is what, is it 6 737s that they can fit in there? I think something like that, in the main buildings. So in this one, they're going to be able to put two Cessnas. I mean, I don't just kidding. They're going to be able to do a lot in there. And also with technology changes, you know, Matt Coughlin, the airport director, is there. They're explaining that they're still going to be able to provide a lot of jobs. But that's one of the trade-offs here is a lot of the money. I mean, everybody put in a lot of money to this project, including Triumph Gulf Coast, which is, you know, BP oil spill money designed to create jobs and diversification of the economy, $1.5 billion. that we got to keep, and then the other $500 million the rest of the state stole for reasons that still are just pure politics, is all you can say, because it was supposed to be remedying our economy to make it more resilient against things that would destroy tourism, like the BP oil spill did. Anyway, so we got that $1.5 billion to work with, and one of the projects they funded was the ST Engineering Aerospace expansion here in part. But that always comes, Triumph money always comes with a jobs requirement. You know, you're basically investing so much and then you're expecting so many jobs. Well, if you don't hit the jobs, then there's clawbacks involved. And so you've got to be able to hit the jobs in a certain amount of time. And that's one of the issues here is...
be too early to say what job impacts, how many jobs can be filled. Those are going to be conversations with ST and eventually conversations with the funders. But we were going to have to go one direction or the other. It was either going to be go ask for another, you know, significant investment, or perhaps we would go back and say, well, instead of 1,700 jobs, it's, I'm speculating, you know, 1,600 jobs, whatever the case may be. But we don't have those final numbers yet in terms of exactly what we would formulate. But my guess is our conversation is going to be to the latter, is to say, hey, we're going to, yes, we're going to lower the job output, but we're not going to go back and ask for another $35 or $40 million that the shortfall that was created by time, really.
Yeah, which is, it's one or the other, right? You either ask for more money in order to accomplish the jobs numbers at the larger size hangar, more operational capability, or you scale back your building, you scale back your operational and your jobs, and then you just tell people, well, but look, we didn't ask you for any more money. And I would expect that Triumph Gulf Coast, the board there, is going to understand that trade and over time and inflation and all of these things. But that's, you know, that's still a thing to be resolved. Also because they don't know exactly. And $35 million more, I don't think anybody has the appetite for that. The thing barely got funded in the first place. If you recall, one of Grover Robinson's big accomplishments was he came into office with a giant gap in that. And kudos to him. He did manage to, you know, push and shove and scrape and claw and beg and got all the money funded together to do the project in the first place, which, because it has taken so long and because of the changes in the economy and the cost of things, we're not able to really fill it out the way it was originally supposed to be done. 521 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are considering that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars. And, you know, one of the things you can tell about Frontier is how long they've been doing this, which is a long time, like more than 25 years. But if you look around when you're driving, you'll see bumper stickers. It's more like those little vinyl bumper tags. They're maybe like 3 inches by 3 inches, not quite bumper stickers, but the little vinyl, you know, bumper tags, and also the license plate frames that say Frontier on them. Because, you know, when you buy a car from there, they put, you know, a lot of people do, they put the little thing on there. Well, if you look and you pay attention when you're maybe not so much driving, but stopped at a stoplight, and you look and you see what's, and you might notice one today. And then if you keep looking, and maybe tomorrow you notice two or three. And by Monday or Tuesday, you'll be like, God, did anybody from buy cars from anywhere else? Because you'll see them all over the place. And once you train your eyes to look, you know, you'll see what you hadn't even noticed before. And I say that because that's all recommendations, right? You know, Dave Ramsey talks about Frontier, and I talk about Frontier, and we have a lot of employees here at Frontier that are here at News Radio that have bought from Frontier. Lots of people here who have bought from Frontier. But that's, you know, neighbors and friends and coworkers and fellow Pensacolians who have also bought there, and lots and lots and lots of satisfied customers. For more than 25 years, Frontier Motors have been serving the Pensacola community right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them the bumper sticker said hi.
Febreze. As a rideshare driver, I love keeping my car smelling fresh and clean. So when I'm driving, I only trust Febreze Car Vent Clips, featuring 3 distinct intensity settings, because it's that little touch that sets me apart. I can turn the intensity down for subtle freshness, or I can turn it up for when I want lots of scent. So whether it's set to low, medium, or high, with Febreze Car, I know my car's going to smell amazing. Mm-hmm. Which keeps my driver rating right where it belongs. Picking up! Oscar!
Johns Hopkins University has found that just mild hearing loss doubles your risk of dementia. So hearing loss isn't something to ignore.
But hearing aids are so expensive and ugly.
Not anymore. Meet Audion Hearing. You can get nearly invisible hearing aids without a prescription starting at $98 a pair. And they're ready to use right out of the box. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health. And with over 1 million customers, Audion is easy to trust. Visit AudionHearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I quote John Lennon, "I don't believe in Beatles, I just believe in me." A good point there. After all, he was the walrus. I could be the walrus. I'd still have to bum rides off of people.
Break it on down. Bless you. Bless you. Oh, bless you. Bless you.
Where are you going, my beautiful friend? Is this the road that we take till the end?
That's one of my, I don't know, I'm a nerd. But I love a good joke that requires you to know something. You know, because, you know, John Lennon wasn't the walrus. You know? It was, God, it's been so long since I knew this. It was, who was the walrus? All of a sudden, I can't think. But it wasn't Lennon. It was the other John. So anyway, wasn't it? Anyway, it wasn't him. So it's kind of a joke. Like, he's saying a thing that's kind of an insider cool reference, but it's not an insider cool reference. It's inaccurate. So 437-1620. Oh, you were asking, John, you were, other John, unrelated. You were asking me about the airport and where the hangar is, right? What did you want to know?
Well, I wanted to know, I thought it was like across the street. The new one's being built because there's a whole bunch of white hangar-looking things coming up.
Where across the street? Across Tippin?
No, if you're driving, I thought it was where the old ball fields were, is where those were going up. Across Langley. You know, where there's a big open field where the planes
okay,
come
where
in.
The fire station is on the grassy knoll where they do extra parking?
Yes.
No, not there. South of Langley, like where the old, between on the east side of Tippin 12th and on the south side of Langley, there used to be that big subdivision there with all the trees, all those beautiful trees. And then they tore down the houses years ago, and they tore down the trees, and now they're building right there. If you're driving on 12th and you look right, you can't miss it. But it is on the inside of the perimeter. No, they don't have to, you know, build an overpass over Langley to
drive
planes.
Yeah, I was wondering, how are we going to get the 767s across the street?
No, nothing like that. But good question, because if you don't, you'd be confused about it if you saw that. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, thousands of people have been coming to St. Peter's Basilica to pay their respects to Pope Francis, who will lie in state there until Saturday when his funeral takes place. That's expected to draw about 250,000 people. FEMA is reportedly losing 20% of its staff, and right before hurricane season, there's been reporting that about 1,000 employees at the Federal Emergency Management Agency are expected to take a voluntary buyout as part of a staff reduction effort from DOGE. Some of those expected to take the buyout include FEMA leaders responsible for disaster recovery and response. The man behind the Chicago area July 4th, 2022 mass shooting will be in court today for a sentencing. Robert Cremo III, he pled guilty to the Highland Park parade shooting in 2022. That one left 7 people dead and dozens injured. He's expected to get life in prison.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 437, I think Paul McCartney was the walrus. I think Paul McCartney was the walrus, but it wasn't John Lennon. Anyway, what else do we have going on? Oh, this is kind of it's an interesting little note, because remember we passed this law in the state of Florida that says that if you're going to be an exotic dancer, the stripper, that you have to be 21. And there's been a lawsuit filed against that law saying that it's a restriction on speech because, you know, you're telling women, 18, 19, and 20-year-olds, that they are not allowed to speak with their bodies is kind of part of the idea of that, that, you know, it's artistic expression. And I know you roll your eyes, but, you know, this is where the argument's at. Well, Jacksonville has a similar law. And, you know, not the state law, but they have the city law. And that law also had been challenged. And there's all these different levels of scrutiny for laws. You know, depending on what kinds of rights or interests are affected by the law. You know, strict scrutiny is the highest. That would be when you, for example, put an imposition upon something like religious rights, okay? But speech rights are pretty high, too. And so one of the issues is you have to, you know, you're definitely impeding expression rights. So you have to show that there's a rational basis for that law. You have to show that there's, you know, significant or important governmental interests in passing this restriction. And, you know, there has to be a reasonable basis for believing that that ordinance. These are all technical terms of art in, you know, legal analysis of the First Amendment. Well, in any case, Jacksonville, who have had this law passed since 2022 and have been sued about it, and had earlier restrictions as well because they wanted to, you know, make it so you couldn't, you know, basically sell the nudity of 18, 19, 20-year-olds. And a judge has now said that that's legal, that they are allowed to have this law because basically the statute furthers an important or substantial government interest unrelated to the suppression of free expression, and it's sort of an unintentional double effect consequence. But the statute is designed to prevent and combat human trafficking in Jacksonville. And because it prevents 18, 20-year-olds from working in these establishments, that age group is specifically vulnerable to exploitation, human trafficking. You can still hire 21-year-olds and up. So the theory is that if Jacksonville got their ordinance passed or justified by the court, probably the state one will hold up too.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Russia launches one of its largest missile strikes targeting Ukraine's capital, killing at least 9 people, 70 more injured.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has cut short his trip to South Africa to return home after the strikes. Zelensky said 70 missiles and 150 drones were fired into Kyiv overnight, which took place hours after peace talks stalled in London.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson, Catholics by the thousands streaming through St. Peter's Basilica at this hour, paying their final respects to Pope Francis. More than 13,500 acres scorched from wildfires in southern New Jersey.
Firefighters are making progress trying to contain the flames, but they say it could take several days to get things under control as no rain is in the forecast until this weekend.
Fox Weather's Britta Merwin, it's 50% contained. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 69 degrees, cloudy skies in Pensacola. A 22-year-old motorcyclist was injured in a head-on crash in Escambia County yesterday. That happened on Fairfield Drive near 61st. FHP says the motorcyclist was on West Fairfield. A pickup was traveling the opposite direction in the left turn lane. Witnesses said the motorcycle passed 4 to 5 vehicles before entering the intersection and collided head-on with that pickup truck while they were still in that left turn lane. The motorcyclist was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. The pickup truck driver suffered minor injuries in that crash. Well, two buildings are now in the works at the Industrial Park on 87 South in Santa Rosa County. Summit Real Estate Group is putting those two buildings up. One of them already fully leased.
Summit Real Estate Group has come in and building two beautiful buildings here. They have one that is leased out currently, and it's basically the owners of Nabisco. So bringing the Oreos and Nabisco to Santa Rosa County, which is a good thing.
That is Santa Rosa County Administrator Brad Baker, and the other building has about 140,000 square feet of floor space. With that location off I-10, Baker says economic development will continue to boom in the area. Well, legislation headed through the Florida House could mean big changes for tourism. House Bill 1221 would give local counties full control over bed tax collections and dissolve tourism development councils. The intent would be for that money to go towards lowering property tax bills. Visit Pensacola President and CEO Darren Schaefer says it wouldn't have a really large impact for homeowners in Escambia County.
There's like 131,000 housing units. So if you take that $20.5 million and divide it by 131,000 housing units on property tax on average, the savings is $156. So is that on average what you would see as a tax break on your property tax is $156?
And he tells News Radio agencies like Visit Pensacola and the TDC board are vital to keeping tourism alive throughout our area and the rest of the state. He cited Colorado as an example of what happens when you cut tourism funding. Well, a man's died after being shot by deputies in Hillsborough County. That happened yesterday in Brandon. The sheriff's office there says they got a call about a man that was armed with an assault rifle and wearing military tactical gear. Deputies told that man to drop his weapon, apparently, but they say he refused and was shot and killed. That man was identified as 34-year-old Vincent Tyler Morin. The three deputies involved are now on paid administrative leave, and FDLE is investigating what happened. It is 5:34, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast this morning.
We are going to be looking at a nice day today with temperatures near 79 degrees for your high, partly cloudy skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 69. For Friday, mostly sunny skies, high near 80 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 69 degrees. For your Saturday, going to be looking nice and warm with a high near 83 degrees. And by Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 67. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, we've got 69 degrees in Pensacola and in Gulf Breeze. Couple degrees cooler, 65 reported in Milton. Our next news is at 6 o'clock. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Walmart has announced it plans to remodel 26 stores across Pennsylvania this year. The chain said the remodels will focus on enhancing the associate experience and will include new signage, expanded departments, and pharmacy upgrades. Pennsylvania stores are part of a remodel of more than 650 stores across the U.S. Several units within Google have notified remote workers that their jobs will be in jeopardy if they don't show up at the office 3 days a week. The company has been downsizing various teams to streamline operations and prioritize spending on artificial intelligence and infrastructure. The company said in-person collaboration is an important part of how we innovate and solve complex problems. A group, including ex-OpenAI employees, have sent a letter to attorneys general in California and Delaware requesting that they halt OpenAI's restructuring. Nissan Stianon, who worked at OpenAI from 2018 to 2020, said OpenAI may one day build technology that could get us all killed. Futures are moderately lower. That's Your Money Now.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily. Visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
That beginning July 1, 2025, all TDT revenues are available to counties for any public purpose rather than being limited to the current authorized uses of TDT. And all tourist development councils are dissolved as of 12/31/25. Then beginning in 2026, a credit against county ad valorem taxes is to be applied to property tax bills that in total equal the prior year's TDT collections, minus any revenue needed for debt service or to continue any contract in effect on July 1, 2025.
This is Representative Wyman Duggan, who is the Speaker Pro Tem in the House of Representatives in Tallahassee. This is talking about HB 1221. There's another bill, HB 733, both of which would lay waste to the tourism development tax, tourism development councils, the opportunity to have entities like Visit Pensacola, which, of course, we have here in this area, which are pretty vital to promoting tourism for our area. Joining us now, we have the CEO and president of Visit Pensacola, Darren Schaefer. Darren, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. I appreciate being on today.
Absolutely. Saw some of your comments on Channel 3 yesterday. When I saw the email that came out from both Pensacola Sports and from your entity, Visit Pensacola, yesterday, I thought, oh, we'll definitely need to have it, Darren, on today. So you're the closest to this. This has kind of come up a bit suddenly. But why don't you tell people, you know, what these bills would do, which is a lot, and why we should be concerned about it.
Sure. When TDT was originally put into statute, it was basically a self-taxing measure that was approved and you know, encouraged by the lodging community, by the hotels, to say, listen, we'll shoulder the burden of this tax just on lodging as long as it's reinvested into tourism promotion and development. Pretty straightforward. And as a result, Florida's economy has been one of the strongest, led by tourism, a very clean industry, and we've just had continued success. We're the number one domestic destination as a state in the United States, so it has been very successful. These two bills would unravel all of that work, and the impact of that would be devastating, from loss of jobs, loss of businesses locally, and the fact that the amount of taxes that tourism generates outside of just the tourism development tax, local option sales tax as well, all that would start to drop.
You know, the TDT, or the bed tax, as we call it, which is in Escambia County, is 5%. You know, there's 5 cents in every dollar goes into this, some of which, I guess, has been voted in by the legislature, some of which has been voted in by us, some of which has been voted in just by the Board of County Commissioners. But in any case, 5 cents, that's what goes before the Tourism Development Council. They approve it for tourism-related purposes, everything from beach renourishment to this athletic field renovation up on Nine Mile to possibly the Chappie James Monument. Like, all kinds of things come from TDT. And it's like $22 million a year. It's a lot of money, funded primarily by people who visit here. You know, people come here from elsewhere. And, of course, if you stay on the beach, you pay it too. But people come here from elsewhere, and they pay this tax, which then goes to promote. You know, we basically charge visitors a fee in order to advertise to people to come become visitors here. Like, it's kind of a genius system. And as you say, once they're here, they're buying other stuff, which spins off into local option sales tax, which builds infrastructure, which is another way of us making money off of our visitors, in addition to all of the jobs and the economic activity that goes on. So it's, I mean, it's kind of an amazing system. The proposal here is to get rid of, I mean, where did this come from? Like, who's proposing that the tourism capital of the country get rid of a funding mechanism built around tourism promotion and collection?
Well, Bill 1221 was brought forward by Representative Monique Miller, who's a new representative in the 2024 elections, and she is out on the East Coast kind of just east of Osceola County, Central Florida, and the how and the why, you know, I'm not really sure. If the motivation originally was, hey, this is a tax and it should come up for review by residents, and the original idea is we do that every 8 years. Mm-hmm. And since then, now they've added this amendment that not only puts it up for a referendum, but then totally changes the purpose and the use of this tax. It's kind of like, I mean, I'm not sure I've seen this where it's like, okay, we're going to put this into place and we're going to use it for a certain reason. And then down the road, someone just says, no, I think we should spend it on something completely different. and still make it the responsibility of the lodging industry to shoulder that burden of the tax collection and part of their bill, but we won't use it for what its intended purpose was.
Yeah, I agree. It's a bait and switch.
It's the economy around that.
It's, I mean, the whole idea of it right now is it can only go for very specific purposes. And as I read the bill, at least most of it, it removes all the restrictions. So you can just use it for roads. You can use it for public safety. You can use it for, you know, salaries of bus drivers. I mean, you can, as I read it, you can use it for anything. In fact, they're talking about this as being an offset for property tax reductions. It's just, it's nuts. That's why I can't figure out where it's coming from exactly. Darren, it just strikes me as profoundly nuts, this proposal. But what I can't figure out is why it seems to have legs. Like, doesn't everybody realize this is a terrible idea, you know, especially the tourism-related counties, which is all of them almost?
Well, it would seem to be pretty common sense. I know that HB 7033 is tied up with other things, and that's a pretty smart way to move something that kind of stinks along with things that other people think are good. So, you know, down the road, you hope that those stinky things are parceled out. But, you know, what I hear in some of these responses is it's a yes for now, or it's a yes for today. And that's how some of these things move forward.
Yeah.
You know, I was looking at, you know, the idea that, okay, they want to take this and totally change the purpose of what it was brought into. So it's kind of like a lie then from the get-go. We're going to do this, but down the road, you know, we're going to change this. And the idea is if it's going to offset property tax, I mean, I was just trying to pull numbers for Escambia County. And for this fiscal year, the county has budgeted $20.5 million in tourism development tax collections. You know, that is double what it was from 2020. I mean, we have, as an industry, locally grown the TDT collections, and, you know, that's a great success. However, there's like 131,000 housing units. So if you take that $20.5 million and divide it by 131,000 housing units on property tax, on average, the savings is $156. So is that on average what you would see as a tax break on your property tax is $156? But the counter to that is based on what visitors do when they get here. And we're talking about not only TDT, but the local option sales tax that they spend, the other taxes that visitors generate, saves the average household $513 a year. That if we didn't have tourism, if we didn't have the visitors coming in, bringing money from outside the county in, every household would have to pay $513 more in property taxes just to maintain the current level of services.
What if somebody says, Darren, I get that. What if somebody says, okay, look, Darren, you've been doing great at marketing Pensacola. People are coming here. The airlines are always expanding. We're building a bigger airport. We're, you know, always adding new lines. The wait to the beach is longer every year. The number of cars throughputted at the toll plaza is greater every year. You've done your job. We don't need to keep funding advertising. We don't need to keep funding marketing. We have enough. Quit it already. We're going to be just fine. We're on a great path. Just let it glide, baby. You don't really need this money. What's your answer to that?
The glide will be on a downward spiral. So we can do that. And we can go back, you know, come back in a few years and go, oh, boy, that was a bad idea. But I don't need to do that. I've seen this happen in other states that have thought that they're just so popular, and Colorado is a great example. Oh, everybody comes here to go skiing in the mountains and, you know, the great outdoors. But when they cut their Department of Tourism, they just fell off the map. And it wasn't too much longer that they restored all the funding, but then they had to dig out of a hole. Right now, Florida is the number one domestic destination. But I can tell you, you know who really likes this bill? California. Loves this bill. Other states, other competitors would love to see the tourism economy in Florida fall apart through this measure so that they can just have a much stronger voice. I mean, people go where they're invited.
Yeah.
And you don't necessarily go where you're not invited. And there's a lot of places for the target customers that we talk to that are inviting them. And all of a sudden, if we don't have that voice, people will go where they're invited.
Well, we know advertising works. I mean, marketing works. I make a living on the basis of the idea that advertising works. And, you know, if I'm a car company, my greatest goal in life is that the other car companies stop talking. You know, if they would stop buying advertising, it would be good for me. And it's the same thing, in my opinion, it's the same thing here. People need to be reminded. People need to have top, you know, you're reminding people they want to take a vacation, and then you're reminding them of the great experience they had previously or that they could have in a place that they've not come to before in Pensacola. I agree with you. You know, the worry is that we would decline and fall, and then there's this cascade of problems that come from that. And again, it's kind of a genius system because we literally make the consumers pay the tax that pays to market to the consumers to come here. Like, it's, I don't know, it's genius. And that's why, but I wanted to give you the chance to answer because, you know, the effects could be genuinely catastrophic for a place that is very dependent on the tourism economy. Any last words on this? What do you want us to do? Because again, I just have a hard time believing that this could work in Florida, that this could possibly pass. But I think, you know, we're all pretty concerned that that might happen. Darren, what do you want us to do? How can we stop it?
So I think what's most important is that the voice of the tourism industry, but more importantly, the voice of our residents who care about the strength of our local economy, because tourism is such a big part of that. I mean, 18,700 jobs here in Escambia County rely on tourism in some way or form. So, you know, sending a note to our representatives is great, but neither of our representatives have endorsed these bills at this point.
Right.
So, but letting them know how important tourism is and that we have a system that works and works great. Why would you try to fix something that works, right? It's certainly not broken. But, you know, if you have time to drop a note to Monique Miller, the representative signed this bill, that would even be better, because she has to understand how negative this bill is and how devastating it would be throughout the state of Florida.
Yeah, something simple like please stop trying to kill our county's economy, would be okay. And by the way, I don't really mind the renewal concept, because I think the taxpayers ought to be in charge of the taxes, and I think that this would continue to pass overwhelmingly every time, and it would be incumbent upon people who want to impose a tax to make the case for the tax. I don't mind that. 8 years is a little bit short. 10 years might make more sense, like we do with LOST, but that's not the real problem part. It's the other parts that are the real problem, in my opinion, just like yours. Darren Schaefer, he is the CEO and the president of Visit Pensacola. Darren, thanks as always for explaining this to our folks, and thanks for being on the show. I always appreciate it. And thanks for helping us generate revenue by bringing people here to enjoy our beautiful places.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for the time.
Absolutely. And John poked me and said, what does LOST stand for? I'm like, local option sales tax. So when we add a percent on top of the state's sales tax for local option, which has to be renewed every 10 years, I believe, and, you know, we have renewed every 10 years. And of course, in Santa Rosa County, the prospect is that when it comes up for renewal, it will not be renewed because the expansions have been denied. And Santa Rosa County almost every time says hell no, no new taxes to everything, and even hell no, no to old taxes. That's the LOST. So when they say, like, this road paved by LOST or this fire truck bought by LOST, that's what they're talking about. 552 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are in need of a good realtor, or maybe just in need of a good answer, you know, you got a question about real estate, you want to ask somebody, call Christina Leavenworth and ask her. I don't know what your question might be. Is, you know, here's where I live. Is my home in a good area? Here's where I'm thinking about living. Is that a good area? Are those prices soaring, declining, holding flat? You know, what are the interest rates doing and affecting home purchase? Is it better to buy a new home? Can you help me buy a new home? And the answer is yes, by the way. She can help with a new home. You think, why would a real estate agent, you know, be helpful with a new home? Because she can sort of advocate for you, argue on your behalf, get better deals than you could get. And also, be sure you get what is supposed to happen when delivery takes place. Because she was talking about this recently on Pep Talk. She's the queen of the blue tape. You know, when you go walk through your new home and you tape anything that's not right. And she says, look, you know, a lot of times new home buyers feel reluctant to tape things because they feel like they're being overly demanding. She says, you just paid hundreds of thousands of dollars for a new home. You get a new home. tape, 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 you know, fix it. Anyway, but those are things you might not think about. So whether you're thinking about buying, you know, new or used or selling or getting a rental or whatever the case may be, call her and ask her. She sold 165 homes sold last year, 175 the year before that. So three and a half, four every single week, week after week, she and her team sell a lot of real estate. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leaven Rinky Realty.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital. I would like to invite you and your friends to tune in to the all-new Pet Talk, where I'll be answering all your questions live on air. Tune in today at 9:30. See you groovy people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
You take care of your car, right? So why not give your auto loan some TLC? Refinance an existing loan from another institution with PennAir Credit Union and lower your interest rate by up to 2%. Plus, you can skip payments for the first 90 days. In addition to a better rate, you'll enjoy convenient banking and a friendly local team always ready to help. Learn more at PennAir.org/auto-refi. That's PennAir.org/auto-refi. All loans are subject to approval. Offer valid on loan applications submitted between April 1st and June 30th, 2025 only. Call toll-free 1-877-4-PENN-AIR for complete details.
It will be a beautiful day in the neighborhood on Saturday, April 26th, when WSRE hosts Be My Neighbor Day. Bring the kids from 10 to 2 to the WSRE Amos studio, where they'll meet Daniel Tiger and enjoy free family fun focused on early learning, health, and safety, and the neighborly values of Mr. Rogers. Visit WSRE.org/events to learn more. Sponsored in part by the Florida Prepaid College Board, State Farm, covering Florida, and the Lastinger Center for Learning at the University of Florida.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You confident?
Yes.
All right. Final answer?
Yes.
Did he get the answer right or not?
He left me hanging.
Come on, Regis, pay off. 557 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Isn't that funny? You're so Pavlovianly, that's a word, conditioned that you're, you know, you're watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and they did the whole buildup, and you're ready to either pay off or not pay off. Either way, it's a payoff, right? It's disappointment or satisfaction. And then when you're conditioned to want payoff, and then there's no payoff, you're like, ah, it's a bell and no food. Stop it. Why am I salivating? This is not good.
I know. Thank you, Andrew. I appreciate that.
David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Russia has now dropped dozens of missiles on the capital of Ukraine. Ukraine's Air Force says 70 missiles fell on Kyiv earlier this morning while over 100 Russian drones were targeting the city. Ukrainian officials say so far they know at least 9 people were killed in the assault. It hit about a dozen locations, including apparently some residential buildings. They believe more people could be trapped under the rubble. Right now, search and rescue operations are underway. Fire crews are continuing to make progress in New Jersey on that Jones Road wildfire. That's destroyed about 13,000 acres there since Tuesday. They say that's 50% contained, and over 5,000 people had to evacuate. Much of New York City is also now under an air quality alert due to the smoke. Americans apparently are being ripped off by cyber criminals at record amounts. New report out from the FBI Crime Complaint Center says scammers and cyber criminals stole $16.6 billion from Americans just last year. That's a 33% increase.
And like $5 billion, I think I saw the number was $5 billion was from the elderly.
Yeah.
I, you know, people getting scammed angers me. Elderly getting scammed makes me want to kill somebody. It's just so infuriating to see people predating upon those who cannot really defend themselves. And we're raised in a time where they didn't have to, and the technology wasn't available, and they could trust that a voice on the phone was the voice that said it was. You know, all this stuff, right? So, David, thanks so much for the update. What else do we have going on? Let's see. Oh, the Dixon Dub. The Dixon Dub is coming up. That is the Dixon School of Arts and Sciences, and we have tickets for that if you would like to go. Caller number 1-437-1620. Great lip sync battle. You can go and, you know, help raise money for them, bid on things and all that. Casual for Kids also is this Friday. That's tomorrow. Thousands along the Gulf Coast wear their T-shirts and hats to support Ronald McDonald House Charities in Northwest Florida. Great organization. By donating, you can get your gear and help keep families close during difficult times. And so that's always a good event. And also, Bands on the Beach. Just had one on Tuesday night. But every Tuesday night, stop by the Cat Country tent, spin the wheel, win prizes up to a $50 Visa card, and listen to great... God, Bands on the Beach is such an institution. Hundreds of people all the time, every Tuesday night. Free music, dance and drink somewhat along the sand, and enjoy yourself. Listen.